better.
Paging Dr. Faggot!
Get your hand off my penis!
I am going to savage you this week.
I am going to take each one of your pre-existing holes and fill it with my seed.
I want to see.
Oh, no, honey. Daddy's doing adult talk.
And then invite my infant son in to go potty inside of you like you're a rest stop bathroom.
Welcome to Hurtful Banter and Smooth Brain Bets, you absolute scotch finger.
Oh, welcome,
Tim,
to the bottom six. How you doing?
Hey, big guy. Yeah, I'm really well. I'm glad that you finally got a podcast with me, starring me back on after over a month, after you were doing dog shit. But now you're doing a little bit better. You're obviously comfortable to have me on after my one loss, after a round of five-match campaign of absolutely anal-pumping everyone. So, good to be here.
He's a good guy that you've got as your avatar there.
Yeah, man, this is Chipmunk Charlie.
Understood. I don't know why you're not coming through my headphones. I'm just trying to fix that up because it's only coming through my computer, which is a bit gay. So I can't tell if I'm recording. I'm going to unplug my microphone, but I don't know if that's a bad idea. Maybe it's just leave it in. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's just through the computer. Let's see if I change to my other USB port. Maybe I'll have a bit more luck, you know? Shoving things out, pulling them in, you know how it is.
Yeah, dude, that sounds dog shit, though. Sounds worse.
Does it sound better now?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, I think my earmuffs just aren't going to do anything except for hear my own voice. So I'll do one
earmuff. Oh, no. Yeah, cool.
I'm really liking the commentary group chat that we're in. That's a new fun time.
Yeah, one of the best chats of all time. Thanks to Paddy. I think he's the real secret ingredient and everyone builds off him.
I think a Paddy and Jimmy combination in the commentary is actually going to be a pretty good combo.
I think it would be fucking brilliant. The best in the country.
I'd say
and little squeaky Doug adding his input as well.
He did a pretty good job last time.
No, it was very good. It's just fun to believe.
It's hard to deny the squeakiness, but I'm also like a somewhat appreciative person of people giving me their time. So I don't want to call him squeaky about commentating when he commentated my show on short notice.
No, that's fair. He also did like a very high level job, especially for a first timer.
First time. Good. It's like also a hard thing to navigate to know what's the correct and incorrect thing to say. Not like what's happening in the fight, but to know what's politically correct and incorrect. Because it's like people don't give a shit if you swear, but if you disrespect somebody's gym or something, then they actually really care.
Yeah, and you also have to be conscious of the fact that the person who's fighting these is going to be watching that video a shitload and sharing all their friends. So everything that's said in that time is actually pretty important.
Yeah, exactly. Where it's like to the viewer, they probably don't realize how important it is till they get the shits with it. Like if they're not noticing it too much, it's probably fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, if it's just a supporting element, that's probably what you're aiming for.
Yeah. So you won a dress bet, not a dress bet, shirt bet.
T-shirt bet. Yeah, it's kind of why I stopped betting, because the actual organization execution, I just can't really be that fucked, but I need to get on that.
Now, have you picked the correct option yet?
Well, I wanted to fully design something hilarious, but I think I'm just going to have to order one of those ones I sent through because I just couldn't be fucked.
One of the polyamorous website t-shirts?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they were pretty gay. But, I mean, it is for Sandrill. So all of those things I can just see him wearing.
Well, I think that's why he wanted to make the bet, because he's like, oh, no, silly me. I have to wear this shirt. But it just helps him. It just helps him along his life. It's like when you're 10 years old and you say to your friends, oh, don't make me talk to that girl. And then they bet you that you won't talk to that girl. And you're secretly like, yes.
Now I have yes, now I have a girl. Reason.
Yeah, it's that. That's what it is.
I want to go through today. Let me just pull it up. I want to have a look through your team and see how you're going, and then my team, because I feel like we're both in dire straits currently.
Yeah, it's going to be rough for me. I'm waiting for team list, but I'm expecting to be pretty obliterated this week. And I'm versing Cucklin, so I kind of wanted to do well.
Yeah, understood. All right, let's have a look here.
But I am stoked that I got 2 weeks back in the six, which was pretty cool, while you weren't there.
Yeah, weird. We're like chopping and changing with each other.
But I'm hoping to knock Cucklin out of the six. That's my dream.
That would be pretty fun. Burton, Cherry, Crichton, Hines, Nicara, Katoa. Realistically, that first, how many is that? Five? Six. The first six I named are awesome. If they were all playing, which Hines is not, we don't think he might be. We don't think he's coming back though, but he might. Hopeful. Josh King, he's fine as a prop. He's actually pretty good for a prop. Harry Grant. Okay. How disappointing is Harry Grant for where you had to get him though?
Terrible. I'd never ever do it again. And I didn't want to do it this time. And we'll just never do it.
No. Nah. Hammer should be back this week, which is kind of shit for me. But he's quite good. That should be good.
It's a very interesting team list.
Your team's like, okay, so you're missing a player off here too. Phil Semmy should be better than he is too.
Fine. He's injured. Buller. Bateman injured. Sammy injured. Buller shit.
Yeah, okay. So you've got like half really good players and then half like may as well not even be there.
Not even that. There's probably three players are an issue. I dropped Foot, which I probably shouldn't have, and I've got to start Fainu, but I expect more from him.
Yeah, I think Fainu will get better, especially now Bateman's gone.
AJ and Bostock are kind of mad, but Bostock's been doing pretty good. He's only had like two bad games. Buller's annoying. It's only really three or four. The rest are like quite happy with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crichton is the greatest bin pickup of all time.
Fucking legendary. He is the king.
He's so good. Like, so good.
He's going to continue to do that as well.
Your team, I think, is like finals bound, I reckon. But it's just a couple of shit spots to fill in. And it's you've got an extreme flaw with a couple of them, which is gonna
if Sione, Sammy, Bostock, Sherry, AJ, if four of those can be elite, I can move Hammer into fullback, fully cut out Buller.
Yeah,
then I'll be fucking flying.
But the risk of that is the week following is them going 9-13 each. And then...
Yeah, well, that's what just happened, isn't it?
Having a really bad time.
Well, all my three Tigers players got 30s. Katoa 12,
who did the Tigers
Sammy
play?
11.
They played someone easy enough to beat too, didn't they? I don't remember.
I didn't watch the game. I just cried.
All right, let's have a look at my team because it's fucked. Actually, it's the same as yours. When you look at it, you're like, oh, the players are actually fine. It's just you wish that all the good players were still playing.
Tigers played Knights, which is gross.
Yeah, so they should have given them a hiding and they did not. I've got Tomoko, Karaz, Tracy, DCE, Firma, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And Thompson is my first six that are written there. All fine. Thompson's just a bin prop. I wanted to get rid of May because he could potentially play 10 minutes at any point, and I just don't want to have to worry about that. But yeah, like all those players are fine, right?
None of them are like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm so glad I have that player though.
I don't know. Tomoko and Karaz are pretty fun. Karaz especially.
They're high-level mediocre guys, I would say. Most people wouldn't agree with that, though. Maybe I'm being a bit harsh.
Maybe. DCE is also a good player to own.
Yeah. I probably would trade almost anyone of my CTWs for Karaz, so maybe I'm lying.
You would absolutely trade all of your CTWs for just Karaz.
No, I wouldn't trade Hammer just because I need
sorry. In my head, I had Hammer as a fullback. But yeah, no, I understand.
Move on.
Then I got Wilton, Iro, Kolomatangi, Fa'alago, Urukamano, and Galvin. So it's fine, right? Like, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just without the punch of Ponga, it's just it's lacking that extra bit.
But you don't see that team winning. Like, you're not going to win.
No, but I'm also not going to come last. It's like,
no,
I think, I keep saying, I think I'll make the finals and then get pumped in the first round of finals.
Yeah, it's kind of like Richard's situation. He'll go through a similar path, I think. Just get absolutely annihilated in finals, but still make it.
Yeah, but I think it's either... Oh, it's probably just Phil at the moment that's actually playing well. Jake was going okay. Now he's sort of shit the bed pretty hard with a dead team.
Jake's done.
And
very done.
On a heavy slide as well, I believe. But that might
he's not as done as Jake. Jake is the most done.
He
Jimmy
had like...
will overtake Jake soon.
Where's Jake? Jake's still coming fourth. Oh, yeah, no, you're right. It's very congested from 8th to 2nd, or 8th to 3rd. There's one win separating 8th to 3rd.
Jake's super fucked. There's no coming back from where he is. He's,
are you just saying that because you're having a thing with Jake, or is his team actually fucked? Let me have a look.
Have a look at his team. It's both. I have kind of picked Jake as my new feel.
As your nemesis for 2024.
Yeah.
Cooler, King, Man, Mariner, Mam, Piakura. Gagai's good. Sloan. McInnes is pretty good. Warbrick. He's got May now. Which turns out he scored 58, so maybe I should have kept him. Oh, well.
You definitely should have kept him, just because front row four is so disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably fair. And SJ. Oh, but he's got Ola Kawatu to come back this week, Targo to come back this week. Pappenhausen to come back at some point, Flegler to come back this week. His team should be fine, but at the moment,
it it's mostly just the injuries that have cost him. But it's fun to beat him down.
Yeah, his team, if he gets everyone back, actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, quite good.
Yeah, like decent.
Well, he was winning quite a lot.
All right, give me your opinion on the players from bottom to top of the ladder. So, Fativen is 12th. What do you think about Fativen and his season?
I think that he just isn't putting the effort in. He had the potential. He has some very good players, and he could have done a lot better. But I think he has just a bit of wiener energy at heart. And he keeps going on about working 29-hour days. And I'm like, well, I appreciate that, and I respect it. But you don't talk about that, you know.
So I talked to him yesterday, he's pretty disillusioned because he picked Dylan Edwards first round, and then everyone teased him about it. So he traded him out for Tommy Turbo, and now D. Edwards is 100% a first round pick.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think he's just doing the thing we all do: just get the shits with it because we make too many mistakes.
Yeah, but he did a lot right, so power to him. I give him a D minus as a person.
All right. Jimmy.
Okay. Terrible draft, one of the worst all-time drafts, and then one of the best all-time free agent rebuilds. And he's caught some hits, he's had some bad luck, but I reckon he's built a legitimately mid-tier team now. And yeah,
It's all congested enough that anybody could creep into the six by time finals come around, as long as they do the right things.
Yeah, if he gets no injuries and can maybe jag a player that becomes quite good, he can make the finals. But obviously, it's going to be quite difficult. I'll give him B minus as a person.
Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
As a person.
drafted really well, actually had a good team that he didn't deserve, and then has just done the dumbest fucking shit week in, week out, and has continued to get lucky sometimes, and all of his crimes are now fucking being brought to the judiciary, and he's being forced to pay. Like, completely retarded shit the whole season. Mental breakdowns. He is very good in the chat, though. One of my favorite things about Tommy is that he will just spend the entire night replying to messages from 2 days ago and then ignore any messages that you ask him in that moment. So, yeah, I like that. We'll give him a C as a person.
Okay. Other Steve.
Doesn't really contribute much.
He's really a Ryobi of life.
Yeah, he's not even doing well this year. Usually he does kind of well, but he's doing real shit. And because he never contributes really, but we just allow him. He's got enough goodwill from in the past before he was in a relationship, so he's still been riding that, but it'll have to expire at some point. D minus.
Understood. Oh, sorry, I got the league thing around the wrong way. Durs.
Doing fine. Team's fine. Probably one of the better teams. A top six-ish sort of team. But is he doing as well as he should, given his profile as a person? I don't know. I don't know if he is. So I'll give him a C as well as a person.
All right. You're up. How do you feel about yourself? I don't know if you know this, but did you know you scored the second most points in the league?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so it goes Phil then you, as far as like the accumulated amount of points your team scored.
Which is wild because we got like 3 600s the first 3 weeks.
Yeah. So. And then you had Hines for a few weeks, and then now he's gone again.
Yeah, we've had some massive runs. I think I actually drafted quite well. We had a terrible start. I think I got some undervalued players at really good positions that have been doing well, and I've also got super lucky with Nicora and Crichton. And probably Jerry as well was a good way to pick up. I honestly think it's a top four team, but if you get injuries, then there's going to be issues.
It's just Hines. This is not the first Hines calf injury, though.
No, it's up to Hines, and it's like Dickie going through the Cleary incident. If you lose your marquee guy, that can hurt you a lot. My chat can be pretty smelly at times. I was really going on a lot when I was at a wedding on the weekend and kind of paid for that by getting destroyed by Jimmy the last team. No, I still have the haircut. I was really proud of it. So getting bullied about that probably hurt a lot because I thought I looked
cool. It was such a 9-year-old soccer player's haircut. I loved it.
Yeah, well, I like it. It makes me feel tough.
That's
so yeah, due to my smelly chat really gone on a bit, I would say D plus for me as a person.
Understood. Mitch. He's coming sixth. We'll just move on to me. I'll give myself a D. D, medium D.
Talk us through your season.
I was going along fine, and then Ponga died, and then I've been really shit since Ponga died, but I'm slowly building back up, but not because of anything amazing I'm doing, just because a couple of teams have shit the bed back-to-back, so I'm in the finals currently, but I think I'll either finish around here or lower. I don't think I'll get up near the top because unless Ponga makes a miraculous recovery or Fuller is just going to be playing, then I just don't know what I can do.
I want to credit you on your positivity this week. I feel like after the last solo pod you did, you've kind of recovered a bit and you deserve a pat on the back for that, Matt. So good on you.
Oh, thanks, man. I was in a way, I had a good chunk of insomnia and but I felt like I needed to do a podcast, otherwise it just wasn't going to exist. And now I've had some sleep.
I always feel like a fly on the wall of a therapy session when you do a solo pod. I genuinely think it's good for you, even if it does come across a little aggressive to the listener sometimes. I think it's quite good.
I feel like if anybody's taking this podcast seriously at all, they have more problems than whatever I'm saying.
I don't think there's enough listeners for that to be a potential reality.
Nah, I don't think so either. I think there's probably 11 listeners of the podcast at this point.
That's not bad. I thought it'd be like six. 11.
It's just the people in the league.
Yeah, that's good. It's good to have... How many fucking draft leagues have their own personal podcast? Perfect.
Jake's next. How much time have we got on this? That's told us. He'll probably find. I've got a segment I want to do at the end. But what's Jake? Okay.
He's a very weeny, slimy little character. Like, I've called people a naked mole rat before, but he is probably like the epitome of actual mole rat. Like, he kind of looks like it. He's very small. As soon as he starts doing bad, he crawls back in his little hole. But he's all right. His season, we talked about him earlier, started incredibly well enough that he's lost three on the trot, I think, with 600 score, and he's still up in fourth or so. But he's lost a lot of big hitters. If they come back, he's probably going to be a threat. Probably will stay around finals. Could he go all the way? I don't think he's competing with the likes of me and Phil. Maybe even... No, I'm not going to say that. Me and Phil. But he could be a top four guy. So, F minus as a person.
He's minus a fail. That's pretty good. Richard. Yeah. Just shout out to Richard and Richard and his father. Just like shout out.
Little cuckling. He won't hear this, mate. He never listens to the
podcast. He never listens except when he comments exactly what happens in the podcast.
He just gets very good updates. That's all. He subscribes to the newsletter.
Yeah. What's that thing he said when we were teasing him? It was when me and Jimmy did that podcast and pretended to be Richard. I'm not offended. I just didn't think it was very funny.
Yeah. That's what an offended person says. That's exactly what an offended person says.
That's exactly what an offended person says.
I like Dickie. He brings a lot of character to the league. He drafted quite well. He's been up the top for a while. He's copped a fuckload of injuries, which he'll tell you about every single day.
He loves telling you about an injury.
And his rebuild, he'll tell you about how good his rebuild was.
Yeah, but, let's move past Richard and into Doug.
What about his rating as a person?
Oh, what is it?
C for cuck. Because, that's a shit joke.
That's good enough for today. All right, Doug,
move on.
Tell us about Doug.
Yeah, he's struggling. I honestly think that he drafted terribly. Somehow he's, like, done well. Like, cunts like Adam Elliott that you
Adam Elliott buried me the week I played Doug. It was so annoying because he's so shit.
Hundreds of shit. I think we're starting to see the reality. It's all coming back to earth for him. I wouldn't be shocked if he doesn't make finals. It's not a good team. I don't know how it keeps doing well. Like, who's he actually got that's good in there?
I guess not Nathan Brown, the other Brown, the 5'8 one.
Dylan Brown, even he's been like pretty.
Yeah, he's been pretty tussy. He's got Sankey. Sankey has been pretty good.
Sankey's good. IPAP's been quite good, but he's got a lot of garbage water in there. Like, not a good team. Oh, he's got Yo. He's sensational.
Yeah, he's very good. All right, what sort of Doug?
He's all right. He's a funny guy. He's a nice guy. I'll give him a C plus. Hmm.
And the last one is Phil. Phil.
Okay.
Phil.
Phil. Phil. Phil. He's just really good at fantasy sports. I think it's time that we admit that.
And I think when we all have to move into the metaverse, Phil's going to be like the king. Because he's really shit at real life, but he crushes computer games.
Yeah, he's willing to dedicate his entire life to this pretend sport thing, which if you're playing it is a good thing because he is playing it and he is consistently quite good. Do I think I'll dethrone him? Yeah, I do. I think this is probably my year if things go the way I need them to. But he's good at fantasy sports.
You should take the trade I offered you also.
I'm not going to take that trade.
You should. What rating are you giving Phil?
I'm not taking the trade. A minus.
All right. If everybody could, everybody, all of our listeners and fans, if you could just let Tim know how fair of a trade Nico and Buller is for Ponga, DCE, and Falaga, that would be great. I think there was someone else in there, but I can't remember. What did Phil get? Do we give him a rating?
Yeah, E minus.
E minus. E minor.
Because he's like in because he's like an ego.
Understood. I would. So I've been having a bit of a play around with a system of betting that seems to be working on the footy.
Yeah.
It's just three leg multis that are about, have to be a minimum of $10, but you can't use anything that would be two legs, so you can't do like a two try scorer as a single leg. That'd be two legs, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I thought we'd go through the games and you could, and we could put some legs on, and then you can let me know how you feel about it.
Okay, I'm a very bad punter, but
that's fine.
Except for greyhounds. I've been having a bit of luck on greyhounds recently.
I'm up about, I've gone from $20 to $250 in the last 2 weeks doing this.
That's really nice.
Yeah, and I'm just going to keep doing it until it doesn't work. So we've got the teams out. Do they have any time try scorers and stuff yet? No, they won't because the teams aren't out. That's going to make it hard. Might have to come back and then do this section at another time when the actual teams have been released, which is only in like an hour. Or maybe I'll do this as my own little thing. But do you want to give anybody a tip for a three-legged bet that they might want to put on?
Could you tell me some and I'll just have a look quickly through some matchups?
The Raiders are playing the Dogs. So that one's actually a very hard game, I feel like. But I would put my two CTWs in four try scorers. I'd have Karaz as a try scorer and Tomoko as a try scorer. And then probably 1 to 12 Raiders, I would assume. Maybe. It'll be 1 to 12, either one. And that'd probably
count
like $15, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So if you can, I'll give you a game and then you can have a guesstimate as to what you think might be in and around it.
Okay.
What about, oh, here's one. Rabbits and the Cowboys.
Rabbits and the Cowboys. Kyle Felt has been doing well.
So the one of the ones I got this week was Titans 1 to 12, Kyle Felt and David Fifita, and that was paying like 20-ish, 15, 20, somewhere around there. Kyle Felt is very good guy.
What are his odds, like $1.80 or something?
It's hard because the teams aren't out, so they don't have any try scorers yet. That's what I'm saying. That's why we might have to do it another day. But if you just want to put out a play one for the people to wet their lips.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think who a slightly longer rabbit try score would be. Maybe like Isaac Thompson. He probably still pretty short, but I would go Felt.
I tried to big dog myself, and on the South Dragons game last week, I had Dragons Lomax for two and Latrell, and then Lomax only scored one, which is why I'm not allowing the two try scorer thing anymore.
Yeah, I'd go Felt, Isaac Thompson, and then just Cowboys Maybe Cowboys 13 plus.
Yeah, I think Cowboys 13 plus might be the go because it's only $1.35 to take the win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's
but
fair.
I feel like Cowboys, Rabbits are going to have to come back at some time. And Cowboys have been pretty smelly too.
Yeah, that's a smelly game. It might be the game where Souths just come back and dominate because although Kyle felt scoring a lot of tries, he cannot defend to save his life. So I think Cody Walker's probably going to have a time.
Is Isaac Thompson on Kyle Felt's side?
Yeah, I think
as
Thompson's
well?
On the left. Or it might, AJ might have
been. Felt's on the right. Thing.
And then Jacob Gagai's on the right, I'm pretty sure.
Wasn't Gums Mad or someone out there?
Gums Mad.
Some weird name. Was he playing?
There was Milne. Oh, Jabasaki or whatever.
Yeah, Gemsat or some shit.
Yeah, the guy that used to play for the Knights.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm pretty sure AJ's back this week, so you'd think he would go to the left and Thompson might go to the right or Gagai go to the right.
If AJ is on Felt's side, fucking he's getting. I know you're not allowed to do two tries, but if he's on Felt's side.
And I want to put a thing together. Maybe I'll just do my own like 10-minute pod where I just go, these are my 8 3-leg multis and then see it and then do like a report back next week about how they went. And then I want to try to build a kitty. So I'm trying to not do any other punting. So I want to spend no more money and just keep doing $10 multis for $10 minimum 3 legs and then see if I can just keep accumulating a pot or if eventually I just lose it all.
Why don't you do 10% of your kitty? So that then you can keep increasing the bets, but you still get a good
amount. Now I'm at a chance where I can play 22 games without a loss and still keep going. Where if I do that, I'm just going to have the same amount of bets and then I lose all my money. That makes sense. I'm trying to like.
Yeah, but
you could get a
lot more a lot quicker.
Yeah, yeah. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to do it for the podcast because if I do it the same every week, then it will show that, like, even if the money only increases by $50 a week, it'll be an objective move forward. Does that make sense?
I understand.
Because it's not really about making my money. It's about trying to see if their system's going to work through the year.
Yeah, I like it. The Dolphins-Tigers game, there should be some very easy tries for the Dolphins.
Yeah, you would think so. They've been actually very good. I watched a couple of their games. They're also fun to watch. Very sad Fuller's gone because he's been immense.
He might not be gone.
I guess we'll find out in about now.
I really, really hope not. I'll be pretty upset.
If he's gone.
Or if he's not if gone. He isn't gone. Yeah, if he's not gone. Because that would mean that my boy, Big Dick, Hammer
is either gone, still, or in the centres.
Which would smell, because he does not do well in the centres.
But he isn't, like, legitimately probably one of the best centres in the competition, though, so it's hard to say what's going to happen. But I'm pretty sure Big Dog Wayne said last week that they're not allowed to play Fuller because he's not actually in the top 30. And they have,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And they had registered players for positions, so the only reason they could bring Fuller in is because they didn't have another registered fullback that wasn't injured. Where once Hemiso comes back, apparently Hemiso's a registered fullback, obviously. So then he comes back in at fullback. But that's
I heard that.
That's just me speculating on what random people have said. So it might not even be true.
Dickie was saying that Trey Fuller would play fullback, and I tried to bet him that he has to put a prawn up his butt, the spiky head way first, because I heard that Trey Fuller's not eligible. But he pussied out, and he's always like loudmouthing about bets, but then he's such a cat in real life.
He did eat a live fish once.
That's true.
the
actual public feedback, the backlash.
Oh, yeah. Like, you don't respect anybody. And we're all like, fucking so up. Off everybody. There's a couple of minutes left. Peter. Would you like to say your final bit? This podcast seems to be reasonably heavily Supercoach related, unlike usual. So That's probably because you're here, and usually I just talk about my problems.
Yeah, well, do you want to talk about your problems? I've had a lot of mic time.
No, I had a great day today. I had a productive day. I spent way too much money, but we're all going in the right direction.
For your fight show and stuff?
Yeah. I have to replace a transaxle on my mowing machine and stuff, and just shit that costs too much money that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Replace Dino's windscreen for him because he's a nice guy and he smashed his windscreen and he's been having a hard time.
God damn. We should get the boat going soon.
Fuck yeah, let's do a boat fixing weekend again. Oh, tell the crew what's happening at Magic Round because I don't know, and then I'll also know.
Well, I don't know. Everyone's pretty flippant, but I'm thinking maybe like 11 or 12, we kick off with a few drinks at mine. If you dress up as Red Reagan, you can hang out with Hindy and the other... What's the dude that he always hangs out with on the Matt John show?
Fletcher.
Yeah, Fletchy. They're going to be at the top of the Caxton, and you get a free beer and to drink with them for 3 hours if you dress up as Red Dragon.
Which we all do
I
that?
Probably won't do, but I think so. That'd be fucking fun. And then we'll be on the Matty John show.
Yeah. What day? Saturday?
Yeah, I'm thinking... Yeah.
Saturday. What time's the first game?
Maybe 2:30 or 3:30.
And the last game will finish at like 9 or 10 or something?
Yeah, it's like a standard Saturday time.
Yeah, okay. All right. What would you like to say in the last minute? Sorry, I cut you off the first time I asked you.
No, you're fine. Just that I think that the Stingers will probably win this year. I'm very, very happy with my selection and how everything's turned up, as well as my expert draft waiver strategy. I hold the line when I need to. I shoot my load when I need to. Very, very unlikely that I lose. Phil's a little dangerous, but he's also quite Indian.
If you don't take my trade, you're the biggest coward in the league.
I'm almost definitely not going to.
I've got to return.
Just finger yourself in front of me.
Jesus, Simon!
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
You'd like my lip, wouldn't you? Right round your bell end. If Mr. Chippy doesn't get there first, what's he going to knock up? A closet for you to hide in, you bumder!